Cucumber green mottle mosaic virus now calls Australia home. The virus has already done considerable damage to horticulture industries in Europe, Asia, the Middle East, some parts of the US and Canada. So how did it slip past Australia's biosecurity authorities? John McDonald, Industry Development Manager for Queensland's nursery industry, says there was no biosecurity method in place to screen cucurbit seeds coming into Australia for the virus.
What we've probably found here at the moment is that there is no particular, let's call it, testing regime mandated by Australia for the importation of that cucurbit seed against cucumber green mottle mosaic virus.
So in the past, until this event, watermelon seeds were coming into the country and biosecurity was not assessing them for that particular virus, cucumber green mottle mosaic virus.
To the best of my knowledge, that's correct.
Does that seem unusual, given the devastation that this virus has caused overseas, that they wouldn't specifically be looking for this virus on seed coming into Australia?
Certainly, I guess from our industry's perspective, we were a bit surprised that that wasn't the case, particularly as you indicate, the virus is in a number of areas around the world. But I have not studied the particular import conditions that exist around cucurbit seed. It could well be that the import condition may have mandated that seed originate from countries that do not have cucumber green mottle mosaic virus.
Kim Rittman is the nation's chief plant protection officer with the Federal Department of Agriculture. He says there's minimal biosecurity testing of seeds coming into the country.
So this is an unregulated pathway at the moment, and much like a lot of other seeds that come into the country, we don't test all seeds. We don't have the coverage or even the reason to do those. That we do our best to look at what's happening overseas to be able to take the right steps, and certainly this may well trigger another look at particular high priority pathways.
But given this disease is already present overseas, wouldn't it only be natural for Australia's biosecurity to want to test any watermelon seeds coming into the country to prevent this from getting here in the first place?
This is what we're looking at in terms of the emergency measures. Importing industries, seed companies, do undertake their own testing depending upon how they certify their seed coming into the country. Those tests have various levels of coverage.
So as a likely result of this outbreak, it's not going to be as easy to bring watermelon seeds into the country anymore. Every seed that comes in will have to be tested.
The emergency measures aren't in place yet. That's still being considered and discussed with industry. But one possible outcome is that there'll be testing of seeds, much the way carrot seeds are now being tested.
But it's hard to make a decision without knowing the origins of the disease and how far it's spread. The virus travels on seed, but also could have quite easily been brought in on the shoe of an overseas traveller. All avenues are being considered. One theory is that the seed was imported, grown in a nursery somewhere in Australia, and then sent to the territory. John McDonald from the nursery and garden industry explains.
If they are direct seeding, the grower will take that seed and plant it in the field and grow the crop. Some varieties and some growers will plant some of that seed, maybe direct seeding, depending on their crop cycles and turnover. Others will then contract a production nursery to grow that seed on their behalf and produce the seedlings. The farmer will provide the production nursery with that seed, and the production nursery will germinate it in cell trays and then dispatch those seedlings to the farmer.
If it has come in through seed, how likely is it that it is one of these larger companies, and then what position does that put them in if that's their big business is transferring seeds across the country, or across the world, rather?
Absolutely. They'd be very concerned. I mean, this is it's their business. None of these companies want to be knowingly bringing infected material in, and I mean, I just can't. They just wouldn't do it knowingly.
A number of Queensland nurseries have been linked with the outbreak in the territory. The Federal Department of Agriculture's Dr. Rittman again.
Seed is planted out in Northern Territory, so are little plants that are growing out in nurseries in Queensland were involved with a couple of properties.
So does that mean the virus has originated through one of those nurseries and it's moved to the territory from there?
Not necessarily, and this is where we need to find more information, because the infected properties that we've recorded come from both planted out direct seed and from nursery stock grown.
So far it's been territory melon growers and the nurseries that supply them who are on alert. The nurseries are still operating as usual, but the virus could be in any of the country's melon growing regions.
The melon season starts in Northern Territory and progresses its way down through Australia, so various states will be progressively planting.
And do you expect to see it elsewhere?
It's quite possible. We don't know at this stage what the various pathways are, but certainly that's one of the possibilities, that we'll see it emerging elsewhere around the country.
Today, a consultative committee on emergency plant pests will meet to consider if it's even worth trying to eradicate the virus. Quarantine and eradication is being used to contain the 2013 outbreak in California, but it's early days to see if it's working. Depending on the outcome of those talks, cucumber green mottled mosaic virus could be here for good.